We have our six children, and all of them are local except one lives in Pleasant Grove.
And we have, St. George.
Oh, that she didn't, did she? We have another one that's gone and moved to St. George. So four of them are in the valley, and the other two are kind of scattered out. We had our 25th grandchild just first of the month.
Oh, what a blessing.
And we have one great-grandchild, so we're getting there.
A great now, too?
We're trying to catch up with some of you. And we're trying to stay ahead of some others of you.
It's like you're splurging ahead.
Yeah.
Right there.
We're doing it cautiously.
Is that what you call it?
Okay. So Anderson-y.
Yeah.
Right. That those words and this tone and everything, you catch that? Oh, my God.
Daddy,
yes.
You forgot to tell her your name. Tell her your dad. She may never have seen you since you were this high to a grasshopper.
Which one? 408?
Well, no, the computer
Francis.
There. Francis.
Oh, Francis.
Yes.
I can see you.
I guess Ivy said, but I know Flora said she was, you know, Kermit's, and I thought, and I don't think he said you were Victor's either. So
Victor.
I'm trusting both of you.
Victor and Wilma.
Yeah.
Ivy and Dan.
Yeah. We're Victor's and Wilma's kids.
Now that I'll see is taken care of us, we'll move along.
Yeah. Okay, I'll see
you. You know, with your siblings, you never grow up. You know, I still treat her, who's 62 years old, like she's a little brother.
That's because he is your little brother.
Those of you who grow up together as cousins do the same thing.
Yeah. I'll always be your little brother.
I'll always be your little brother.
You're up, Bonnie.
I